April 27, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Tough Justice. Opening Prayer. Father, as you continue to reveal more of who you are to me, using your word to encourage and to teach me, help me to respond with greater thanksgiving and devotion. Read Exodus chapter 21, verses 12 through 25. Personal Injuries. Anyone who strikes a person with a fatal blow is to be put to death. However, if it is not done intentionally, but God lets it happen, they are to flee to a place I will designate. But if anyone schemes and kills someone deliberately, that person is to be taken from my altar and put to death. Anyone who attacks their father or mother is to be put to death. Anyone who kidnaps someone is to be put to death, whether the victim has been sold or is still in the kidnapper's possession. Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. If people quarrel and one person hits another with a stone or with their fist, and the victim does not die but is confined to bed, the one who struck the blow will not be held liable if the other can get up and walk around outside with a staff. However, the guilty party must pay the injured person for any loss of time and see that the victim is completely healed. Anyone who beats their male or female slave with a rod must be punished if the slave dies as a direct result. But they are not to be punished if the slave recovers after a day or two, since the slave is their property. If people are fighting and hit a pregnant woman and she gives birth prematurely, but there is no serious injury, the offender must be fined whatever the woman's husband demands and the court allows. But if there is serious injury, you are to take life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, bruise for bruise. Reflect. Do you blame God for letting bad things happen? Do you ever ask where He is in a particular situation? Think about times when bad things have happened to you. What helped you in such times? To what passages of Scripture did you turn? I enjoy watching a good old-fashioned murder mystery. Not the more modern, realistic, gritty ones. I'm more interested in the characters than the actual crimes. Today's passage offers us a dose of realism as Moses presents laws that might be hard for us to comprehend. This passage is about personal injuries, harm done to other people. In addition to restraining the vengeful proclivities of men, the basic premise is that the punishment should fit the crime for justice to be served. Ultimately, the rules stated were intended to work toward peace between the offended and the offender. In Jesus, we are encouraged to do more than seek justice. Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 through 42. We are to extend grace. This is what God provides for us in Christ. Not what we deserve, but complete forgiveness when we come to Him in repentance. Jesus has already met the demands for justice. Apply. Words to live by. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, in all of my actions and interactions, please help me to have the mind and heart of Christ, to display His love, His mercy, and His humility.